What's going on? Are jobs out there?
Yes. Yes, okay. There are plenty of jobs out there. In short, everyone has a reason to be optimistic right now, whether you're actively working and looking for that next role, or if you're unemployed and you've actively been seeking, which many candidates have, especially technical candidates have over the last 2 years. The mass layoffs that have been happening, the opportunities that have been shortchanged for a lot of people. I see, after leaving the SHRM Talent Conference in Las Vegas, a huge reason to be optimistic about not only where the job market is right now, but where it's headed. And I think if you're a technical candidate, especially in the fintech marketplace, which is where we spend our time at Tech Trust, but even just a general candidate, not only are there plenty of open jobs, there are plenty of opportunities to kind of make your place and make your way through the job market and through the candidate pool to be seen and to be heard and to end up with an offer.
That's awesome. Yeah. So let's talk about macro for a second. Are a lot of the companies that, not just the big 10 banks, but, a lot of these smaller tech companies that are servicing them, are they going to be hiring anytime soon? What's going on in the world?
Yeah, I think following 2020 and, early 2021, when hiring was at, really an all-time low because of the anomaly of the pandemic.
Yeah.
There was this this great surge for hiring that happened, and a lot of candidates, a lot of technical candidates were brought on to the FANG companies and, some startups and everyone in between. And I think there was an overshoot in terms of the amount of technical talent that was needed. And, with a lack of, awareness around how AI and machine learning would impact, these technical teams, I think there was just too much hiring that was done in a short amount of time, and that ultimately created the layoff. This is not news. I think a lot of people realize this at this point. But, since then, there's been a recalibration. Yep. And I think, the small to medium-sized businesses that have, weathered the storm over the last few years and are now, going through additional rounds of funding or maybe are just getting their seed money, they're going to need that technical talent who has been laid off from these bigger companies or has, maybe even just been going through, graduate school and in their education and just is starting their careers. They're going to need this talent to come on board and help build out the products and applications and services that they now have the money to fund.
Yeah, that's fair. And